We're hearing in the last few moments that multiple Russian cruise missiles have targeted power infrastructure in several Ukrainian regions. At least half of customers have no electricity in Kyiv. And our reporter in Ukraine, Joseph Lindsley, who we talked to this morning between 7 and 7:30, and he mentioned that the air raid sirens were going off, texted us a few moments ago, big explosions in Lviv and all over Ukraine. I'm sitting in a dark cafe, power out, smoke on the edge of the city center, new rockets coming to Lviv, we are told, and we're trying to hook up with Joseph, and if we can, we'll get a live report. But as you can imagine, the situation there right now is very difficult, especially with the power outages that they're experiencing there. And again, the report, multiple Russian cruise missiles targeting power infrastructure in several Ukrainian regions just in the last hour or so. And
10 regions and cities, according to the latest report from the Associated Press this morning. Those are the places that have reported they were targeted this morning. So 10 areas.
Yeah, and Joseph was telling us this morning when we talked to him just before the 7:30 news that there was this feeling of nervousness because it has been relatively calm. And I think we have Joe with us now. Joseph, describe what's going on at the moment. Are you okay?
Well, Bob, I'm okay. I'm talking to you from I'm outside on the streets of central Lviv. And, you know, it's about, 20 till 6, so it's streets are totally dark. The cafe from which I spoke to you earlier, they have candles. They're still trying to serve people. But it's pitch black. The center of the city is without power. And there's I walked to the market square, which is just a few blocks from me, earlier, and there was significant smoke surrounding on one side of the center of the city. So clearly, and the reports I've heard from all over Ukraine, we've had there's power outages in most of the major cities. It's very dark and people are trying to walk. So I'm hoping they don't run into me here. October 10th. Was Russia's most well-coordinated infrastructure attack. I think this is bigger, and from Kharkiv in the east to Dnipro, parts of Kyiv. I've already seen video of buildings on fire in Kyiv. We know that the air defense did work in some cases, but it didn't always work. And right before it got too dark here, not long after I spoke with you, we lost the power. And I walked into the center square of Lviv, and it was, eerily quiet. People, in these moments, people just get quiet, and you look to the sky, and you're listening. We're still under the alarm. And there was a violinist playing Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. And some people were walking. Some people had suitcases, some young women. Maybe they were trying to get out of town, but no one was running. And many people just stood and listened to the violinist play Hallelujah. And then the amplifier, the musician's amplifier, said, "Attention, power is low."
Wow!
And we're like, "Yeah,
unbelievable!
Of course it is."
Yeah, we're getting reports here this morning,
and that's but in that moment, it was a bit of humor, but sorry, Bob.
No, I was just saying that we have just heard that Russian missiles hit residential buildings in Kyiv. And rescuers and doctors already working on those spots. They say two hits of Russian missiles were detected. That's in Kyiv.
Yeah, in Kyiv. And there were, according to friends, there were at least a half dozen explosions, but there were two hits on neighborhoods within the city. And, the difficult thing as we enter this, what's going to be a dark night here, at least I still have connection. But, you could very well get information more quickly than I do about what's happening around Ukraine. And that's a difficult thing in these moments. And that's why, this is true terrorism. It's war crimes. And you think about it right now in Indonesia, Russia's foreign minister, is in Bali. And I saw photos of him by the pool and trying to, cavort with the leaders of the top 20 countries in the world while they are attacking civilians and infrastructure on a cold night here and taking away heat and electricity. It's absolutely terrifying. And as I mean, I'm still, you know, we're still able to communicate with people. And so just imagine this, like I have both Ukrainians and Americans in different secret chat groups. And they say, hey, I'm in the east of Ukraine. I see the missiles flying. It looks like they're coming your direction. And that's the constant message that everyone is getting throughout this night.
Not that Russia needs a special reason, but why the major attack today, Joseph? Do you think it has anything to do with what happened in Kherson? Anything to do with President Zelensky mentioning what he would be looking for in the way of peace talks?
Yeah, I think we could say for sure. I mean, obviously, after October 10th, we know that Russia knows how to attack Ukrainian infrastructure. It took them a while to figure it out, but they're able to do it. And yeah, after, I mean, Russia needed to respond after the victory of Kherson. And this is where, you know, I think a lot of people who are skeptical of supporting Ukraine, you know, every time Ukraine wins, they call it an escalation. And that plays into the Russian propaganda. But the only way to win the war, things do have to, I mean, the war is terrible. And things have to escalate a bit. And when Ukraine has a big victory, I think you can well expect a response from Russia. But this also shows how Russia is not part of the civilized world, because, again, with the G20 summit, and, you know, to not even try to put on the appearance of trying to...
Did we lose Joseph there?
G20 nations.
Oh, there we go. We
to do such an attack.
Yeah, we lost you there for a second.
To make such an... Oh, sorry, Bob. Yeah, and it's... I mean, and if I just... If I can just describe the scene that I see now, I mean, just imagine I'm in the middle of the street, totally dark. You see little flashlights here and there of people walking around, but you don't hear anyone panicking. I mean, probably everyone can hear my voice, but otherwise it's very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But for Russia to do this while the G20 is happening, while Russia is physically present at the G20, shows that they have no regard for the civilized world whatsoever. And this is, you know, if anyone ever forgets what kind of evil we're facing, today, I hope, is a reminder to everyone that this evil applies not only, it's not only an evil that Ukraine has to face, but that the whole world is going to have to face.
Absolutely. And when President Zelensky said yesterday it was the beginning of the end of the war, and we talked about this earlier, you can't let your guard down. Fingers crossed, Joseph, for your safety and the safety of those around you. And we will connect, hopefully, and talk tomorrow morning.
Bob, thanks. And thanks, I always appreciate you guys. It is a lifeline here, and to know that we can share these stories, even here from the darkness and the fear and the uncertainty. So thank you all for listening.
Well,